Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again and greet you the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And oh, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. He came to be yours, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. That's what Luke 19 and 10 tells us. And well, if you've listened to this little radio preacher for any time, you'll know that. You'll know that Luke 19 and 10 is our text verse for this little radio ministry. I'm glad that you've tuned in today. My. I'm excited about the message, excited about the word that God has laid on my heart. And I believe, friend, I believe this could be a day that changes our lives forever. Not only me, not only you, but everyone that would listen to the Spirit of God and that would obey the Word of God. Oh, listen, if you're in the wrong place today, you can get in the right one. I'll guarantee you that. I'm telling you, friend, listen, if you've been a prisoner of something, a captive of something, God will set you free. He'll change you. He'll change you if you accept the challenge. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today out of the book of Luke chapter 5. And I rarely, well, I do on occasion, it may not be rarely, but I don't very often give my text before I read it. But I'm going to talk to you today about a call, a challenge, a crisis, and a change. A call, a challenge, a crisis, and a change. And we can see this in the fifth chapter of the book of Luke's gospel as we watch Jesus and Peter on the lake of Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee. Now, before I share the message with you, and if you'd like to turn it, so be that you can get your Bible and you want to read and turn to the fifth chapter of the book of Luke. As soon as Debbie does her song, I'll meet you there. Now, it's one of the shortest that she has recorded and that we use. But it's fitting for this. It's fitting for this message. The title of it is Under Construction. Jesus working on me under construction for what He wants me to be. And listen, that's what this message is about. So you pray for me. You pray for the Holy Spirit to grip our hearts, mine and yours. You pray the Word of God would change us as Christ intends for it to do, and as it did in the life of Peter here on the Sea of Galilee. And we'll give the glory to God for any of the outcome. You enjoy this little song. It's sort of a kid's song. That's the way Debbie intended for it to be. And I'll tell you what, it's got a big message today. You enjoy Under Construction, and then I'll be back with the message in just a few moments.
I'm under construction, Jesus working on me.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that, and I really hope you understood that. If you didn't figure it out, that wasn't Debbie singing that song. I can't remember, to be honest with you. It was her granddaughters or one of our nieces. One of our nieces. Wasn't it cute, and wasn't it, friend, the message that we need to hear? We're under construction, and Jesus is working on me. And that, in reality, is what we find here in the fifth chapter of the book of Luke, the gospel according to Luke. Listen to what the Word of God says beginning in verse 1, reading down through verse 11. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon Him to hear the Word of God, He stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Now, by the way, this is referring to Jesus. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, who was Peter, we know that, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, now watch this, here's the key phrase to this. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and they that they should come and help them. They came and filled both the ships, that they began to sink. And when Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes that they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I'm going to tell you something, friend. This is a message about the day a fisherman got called himself. I want to talk to you, though, like I told you. I want to talk to you about a call, a challenge, a crisis, and a change. And that's what this day was for Peter. From this day forward, this man by the name of Simon Peter, Simon Bar Jonah, Simon the son of Jonas, from this day forward, Peter was never the same. I mean to tell you, friend, this meeting with Jesus changed him forever. And I want to tell you, I don't know who you are, sir, don't know who you are, ma'am, but there is no doubt in my heart that there are people listening to this little country preacher today that needs a change in your life, that needs a change in your heart. You need a change of direction. You need to stop holding on what you know and what you've done and let Jesus do what He can do. Thank God. Thank God. Boy, this is a great story, is it not? I love it. One of my favorite, actually. One of my favorite. We know this took place early in the ministry of Jesus Christ. It was early in the time after the time that He had been inaugurated by the baptism of John the Baptist in the Jordan in His public ministry. And it was not, friend, the first meeting that Jesus had with Peter and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, probably. I believe if we look right in the Word of God, we'll see that back over in 1 John, Jesus had met them before. Oh, listen, friend, you know what God does? God did and God does call real men. I mean, Peter and the others that were here that day, they were just men like me and you, flesh and bone. They were people full of passion. One of my favorite verses of Scriptures found in the book of James, and James referring to the great prophet of old, one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament. Actually, his name was Elijah, and Peter or James said he was a man like passions as we are all. Friend, listen, when we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 about these great men and women who we connote and refer to as heroes of faith, we must remember that they were men and women just like you and I. They were flesh and bone and blood, and what made the difference in their life is that they trusted God Almighty. They heard His call and they obeyed His call, and how wonderful that is, that the same God is still doing similar things today. Listen, the problem is we see what we are. That's what happened to Peter. You see, when God calls us, we see what we are. We see Peter saying in verse 8, he said, Oh, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. We see what we are. We know our failures. We understand our shortcomings. But thank God, He sees what we can be. become. Isn't that wonderful? We know what we are, but Jesus knows by the grace of God what we can become. In the 5th chapter of the book of Mark, one of my favorite passages of Scripture, when Jesus met that demoniac, everybody but Jesus saw him as a demon-possessed man, but Jesus saw the man. How wonderful. Ah, he sees something more in you. He wants something more for you. And oh, this could be a day that changes every day of your life. Listen, this day Peter changed forever. Do you know that? I mean to tell you, in fact, the decision that Peter made in that day has touched our lives in this day. And I can't help but believe that God's calling you. God's calling you now. God's calling you personally. God's calling you individually. He makes it personal. You hear me? You say, preacher, you preaching to me? Thank God, I hope I am. God's calling you, listen, to something greater than you ever imagined. God's calling you, friend, to Himself. Listen, Jesus wanted to do something in Peter's life that he never imagined, he never thought of, he never thought he could do. Oh, he may have thought somebody else could have, but he didn't think that he could. Listen, God knows you better than you know yourself, and more than that, He knows what He can do with anybody that will surrender their life to Him. Anybody that would do what Peter did, fall down before Him on his knees and declare himself to be a sinner. Oh, that's the only kind of life that Jesus can take and change and mold. And I'll tell you, friend, listen, God is calling today just like He called Peter back then. Listen, Peter had met Jesus before. I mean, the Word of God gives us a record of that. And Peter at this time, friend, from the first time that he met Jesus, had returned back out of what he was familiar with. He went back to his old life. He went back to what he had done. And that happens to a lot of people, does it not? But oh, pay attention. Pay attention, if you will, to the progression of this great process of Jesus meeting Jesus or Peter and bringing him to a place to where his life would be changed forever. I believe God wants to change you today. So first of all, if you will, look with me to the fact that Jesus came to where Peter was. Listen, Peter was cleaning his nets after a night of labor, and Jesus came with a group of people following him to exactly the place under where Peter was. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? He always does this. We don't as sinners go to Him, do we? We don't run to Jesus when we fail, listen, or as we are in our lost and undone condition, even we know that we should. But Jesus knew where Peter was. Jesus knew what Peter was. But Jesus wanted to provide more for Peter. He wanted more in Peter's life. He wanted the best for Peter's life. Excuse me, so you know what Jesus did? Jesus came to Peter. He began the process. He created the initiative. He got the thing started, if you will. I mean, he knew Peter. He knew the potential of Peter. He knew God's plan for Peter. And he came to exactly where Peter was. Oh, listen, when God calls, there's no ambiguity. When God calls, friend, listen, there is clarity in it. We might get uncomfortable, but thank God, He keeps calling nonetheless. And Jesus called to Peter. He not only came to where Peter was, but He called to Peter. Thank God. Listen, do you know what? He knows us intimately. The Lord God tells us in the book of Psalm 139 that He knows our down settings and our uprising. I mean to tell you, that great psalm penned by David under the inspiration of the Spirit of God is one of the greatest theological statements in the entire Word of God in one place put together, of the omniscience of God, of the omnipotence of God, and the omnipresence of God. It's a mighty thing. And David, when he began, had a continued to consider and contemplate and meditate upon the wisdom of Almighty God, he said it's so high that he cannot attain to it. Jesus not only came to Peter, but He called him. Thank God. He knew exactly who he was. He knew Him intimately, knew His past, knew His present, and knew His future. And the amazing thing is here this day that I note and that I recognize, and you can too, there were other people by the Sea of Galilee. There were other fishermen. There were other fisher boats. There were others doing their work after a night of labor. And Jesus' friend called to Peter. He called him out. He didn't ask for Simeon, he didn't ask for Andrew, he didn't ask for James or John, but he called on Peter, friend. He said, "Hey, Peter, I got a favor to ask of you. Could I use your boat? I want to do some preaching right here on the shores of Galilee." Listen, Jesus not only came to where Peter was, He not only gave a call to Peter, but look at the challenge He put before him. He said this in verse 3. Now watch this. Pay attention to this, friend. This is an important part of this message. He said, look, we just stressed out a little. Oh, just stressed out. You know, when God comes to us and when God calls us to do things. Now listen to this. To do things to where we feel like we're still in control to some degree. Why, we don't have much of a problem with that. I don't hear Peter saying anything in an argumentative form. I don't see Peter objecting. I believe he just was quickly obliging. I believe he was happy to do this for this itinerant preacher, for this man that he would soon become to know as the Son of God, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, as his Savior, as his Lord, and as his God. And Jesus said, just stressed out a little. Oh, no issue for Peter here. Peter's feet were still on the bottom of the Sea of Galilee. I mean to tell you, to a degree, seeing that he was touching bottom, he is seen to be in some degree of a control or in control. And Jesus sat there. He spoke to the people. He taught out of the ship, and when he was done, do you know what he had the audacity to do? He had the audacity not only to challenge Peter, but he put Peter in a place of crisis. You say, what's that, preacher? Listen to what he said. He said, all right, now, Simon, I'll tell you what, I'm done with them. Thank God, but I'm not done with you. He said, how about launching out into the deep? Isn't that amazing? Oh, isn't it good? As long as Jesus calls us to do something that we think we can control, isn't it good for Jesus to call us to something where we know we can keep our feet on the bottom? But thank God, listen, when it means that we'd have to trust somebody else. I mean, this meant Peter would have to trust somebody else. This meant Peter would no longer be in control. I mean to tell you, his boat, his lake, his life would be in the hands of somebody else. It wasn't hard for Jesus to speak to him a challenge and him accept it. But all Jesus had brought him to a place of crisis, a time when a difficult, a life-changing decision was needs to be made. And what was Peter to do? Launch out into the deep was the thing the Lord said. And I imagine Peter's mind began to run 100 miles an hour. I imagine one of the first questions he asked is, what in the world does a carpenter know about fishing? Oh Lord, we've fished all night. We've worked hard. The Word of God says we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. What in the world do you know about catching fish? If you think it's out in the deep in the daytime, you must have lost your mind. But I'll wait just a minute. Thank God there's a word here that we ought to get. The word is nevertheless. Nevertheless, that's the key to this passage. You know what? That seems to indicate that Jesus had received some degree of argument against Peter, although it may not have been that strong. But listen, Peter had heard him speak. Peter had heard the Word of God. Listen, friend, Jesus is the Word allowed a change in the heart and the mind of people. Notice the key phrase again, Peter said, at thy word. Peter had been listening, do you hear me? He may have been working with his nets, one hand work holding the boat for Jesus in the next while his feet were still on the bottom. But Peter heard the word that that Jesus was speaking. He felt its power, thank God. You know it's easy to hear, but it's hard to listen. But Peter, listen, that day, we've got to learn, friend, we've got to learn to trust Him. We've got to learn to trust the Lord and not ourselves. We've got to learn to stop trusting in what we can do, what we can control. And really, in reality, we can control nothing. Hey, and when we do, things happen. Great things happen. When we launch off the shore and get out into the deep, mighty things can happen. God gets in control of our life. Blessings abound. Things come in such a degree that we've got to call others in to partake of our blessing. Ah, oh, listen. There is a call. There's a challenge. There's a crisis. And then there is a change. Oh, you're talking about a change in Peter's life. Listen, Jesus heard Peter's confession. When he had called, Peter did for the other friends of his and business partners of his and relations of his to come and help with the great drought of fishes. You know what he did? Listen to what the Word of God said, and I want to read it. And when Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. O Lord," listen. Can I tell you, nothing can happen until Peter surrendered himself, until he confessed what Jesus already knew about himself. Peter had to realize it. Peter had to take ownership of it. Jesus knew what he was. He had to realize what he was, but he had also to realize who Jesus is, and that makes the difference. Oh, when Peter fell down here that day on that little boat on the Sea of Galilee, thank God it changed his life forever. When Peter got on his knees before the Lord, I want you to know his life changed. You say, "How do you know that, preacher?" And I want you to look at the outcome. There are two things that need more time that I've got left in this little message. But all you hear me, friend, you hear me, today is the day that God's calling you. Today is the day that God's challenging you. Today is the day that God's putting a crisis before you. Today is the day that your life could be changed forever. Listen, Peter's life and the change that he experienced has affected and is affecting my life today. It's even touching yours. And your decisions will affect others. And it wasn't until Peter accepted the crisis, launched out in the deep, that, bless God, he got blessed to such a degree he was able to be a blessing to others. Now note the outcome. The Bible said that Peter forsook all. Oh, in reality, listen, friend, he left everything and all. Everything he was, everything he had, everything that he did. That's what faith's all about. You know what that is? It's trusting in another. Oh, it's letting go of what is holding us back, what's holding us down, and what's killing us to some degree. And you know what the Word of God said? Peter followed the Lord. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Hey, listen, sir, listen, ma'am. I could take you to another place where Peter walked on the water. And you know what? The last thing he let go of was the boat. Do you know that? That's the last thing he let go of was the boat. What's holding you back? You can live better than what you're living right now with what you're holding on to. You can let it go. You know what? One of the hardest lessons in life is learning how to live when you die. We need to die to things. The Word of God tells us to mortify the deeds of the flesh. The Bible said that we're not to yield to the lust of the flesh, but to the leadership of the Spirit. And I'm telling you, when we get down before God, when we fall on our face before Him and get honest with Him and say, "Oh God, I'm a sinner," like Peter did before the Lord. When we hear His Word, when we're willing to heed His Word, there's no telling the blessings God has in store for you. I mean, if you notice this, Jesus said unto Simon, He said, "Listen, now watch this. You launch out into the deep just a little bit and let down your nets." Isn't that amazing? "Let down your nets for a drought or a draft." Ah, oh, Peter took a net and dropped it. Listen, friend, God's got a storehouse of plenty. God's got blessing upon blessing that He wants to bring into your life. Do you know what? If you fall before Christ today and ask Him to change you and ask Him to charge you, I'll tell you, He'll give you the power to become the kind of man and woman home and you really want to become in your heart, hey, you can let down, you can release. Oh, it'll be a fight, it'll be a battle. The lust won't go away, the flesh will not die, but oh, we can latch into the power of Almighty God and become something that we've never become, experience something we've never experienced, become a blessing to others like we never imagined. And listen, you say, preacher, can I do that? Well, listen, Christ can in you. He'll allow that. He'll bring you to it. He wants it for you. Oh, thank God. Listen, will you go to Him right now? Will you listen to Him? He's calling, is He not? Oh, I know He's calling. I know He's calling. You've accepted a challenge. Well, how about taking the crisis? How about going out into the deep? How about letting go? How about getting rid of things that you're familiar with? How about trusting the Lord? How about hearing His Word to where His Word brings about a change in you? Don't just hear it, listen to it. Take it in your heart. Take it in your mind. Take it into your life to where that change comes. Take it, bless God, to where Jesus can bring you, excuse me, to the place that He sees you can go. Remember, you see yourself, that He sees what you can become. He knows you. He loves you. He's got your best. He's got amazing things planned for you. But you got to come to Him. You got to heed the call. You've got to accept the challenge. You've got to enter into the crisis. And then He'll bring about a change in your life. Go to Him right now. Call on Him as He calls on you. Until the next time, God bless you, is my prayer.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.